independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Man, the Uvalde police, every day you turn around, something new, right? We reported yesterday that two police officers had been there. They had supposedly had opportunities to take shots at him. Originally was, you know, reported on Friday that maybe one, but two for sure. Now every time you turn around, there's something new. And wow, I was talking to my wife. I don't know how you walk around in that city at all without somebody looking at you, giving you the finger, just hating every ounce of what you're about. I'm just being honest. I'm trying to be a Richard, but that's the reality of it. You failed at your job, and it is evident as more and more comes out. Remember, last week they hired law firm and a PR firm to do everything they could to not allow pictures and video to get out.
The still image comes from surveillance video. This is the first look inside Robb Elementary during the Uvalde massacre. The still image comes from surveillance video reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman, but not confirmed by NBC News. It appears to show multiple officers armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield.
Wait. You had rifles and a shield. That goes against everything we've been told, where they basically shut up and they had a paintball gun. Do you guys remember that? You had a paintball gun. You have anything else? You had a paintball gun. That was it. Guy showed up. All we had a guy with a paintball gun. That was it. No, that was all we had.
19 minutes after the gunman started shooting. That's according to the statement's review of materials.
Investigators really believe at this point, based on my understanding, that that was certainly enough firepower to try to take on the gunman.
So why did officers wait nearly another hour to storm the classroom?
Whether you have the equipment or not, you just go in, and that never happened here.
That's right. Whether you have the equipment or not, you go in. You didn't. So the still pictures is they've got long rifles like he does. Apparently he shot at a couple officers that came close to one of the classrooms. But the reality is you have long guns like he does, and you've got a ballistic shield. And you didn't do anything. And you failed these kids. You failed these kids. You failed these people. You failed them, and you've lied about it over and over again. Blunderous, to say the least.
Separately, the Texas Tribune released a detailed timeline overnight based on video footage and investigative materials not confirmed by NBC News. According to that report, the shooter opened fire at officers closest to classrooms 111 and 112. Several minutes later, the Tribune reports, School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo phoned into dispatch requesting more firepower. We all have pistols, he said, according to a transcript reviewed by the Tribune. And this guy's got a rifle.
The question of why they were not directed to go in and who should have been giving that direction, I think those are questions that the investigators, state, federal, and local, are going to be focusing on for a long while.
Yeah, and the who should have been giving the directions, because everybody's saying, well, it was his responsibility, not ours. No, it was your responsibility. You were the one who said we should do it, but then we shouldn't do it. No, I was talking about just my people. I didn't know enough. You're pointing fingers. You failed. You all failed. And I go back to this. How you walk around a town where everybody hates you right now, and rightly so. They look at you as if you were on vacation and you were in Southern California at Disneyland with your family, you're off the hook, right? But if you were there and you were in uniform and you allowed that 77 minutes of suffering, that 77 minutes of these kids and this teacher to bleed out and die, because some of the kids, they're saying now, there was a chance that had they gotten there within 30 minutes of, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, there was a chance that some of them could have survived. But you failed. You failed them. because you didn't do anything other than, well, stood there. And you waited till somebody else showed up to do your job.
Victims' families demanding accountability last night at a school board meeting in Uvalde, including the daughter of teacher Irma Garcia, who was killed, and Joe Garcia, who died of a heart attack days later.
I need you to know that the horrifying manner in which my mother was murdered and taken from us completely shattered our hearts, but made my dad's stop. The pain of losing the love of his life, his high school sweetheart, was too much for him to bear.
Community members also called for embattled school district police chief Pete Arredondo to resign. Earlier this month, he responded to criticism, saying he did not instruct police to avoid a breach and that he never considered himself the scene's incident commander.
Yeah, and now he wants to, because remember, a few days later, he was sworn into city council that he had won a race. So he didn't consider himself as the commander on the ground at that time. And he now wants to be excused from going to these meetings because people are showed up and they're ripping them new ones.
How are we supposed to continue our lives here, knowing that those people that are supposed to protect us let down our family?
Yeah. Effort. There was none. Failure amongst failure. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. We go from this to, oh my goodness, is this inflation?
American consumers are anxious. They are cutting back. And while this can help drive prices lower, it also hits the economy. We're a consumer-driven economy. 70% of our economic growth comes from how we behave. If we pull back, so does the economy.
Yeah. So depending on who you talk to, are we in a recession? I said that last week. I said, look, I feel like we're in a recession. I feel like we're sitting in a recession at this moment in time. And when do you know when you're in a recession? Well, when you're in the recession and they say, hey, we're in a recession. I don't feel that we're moving in a direction where we're going to see growth in the second quarter. I could be wrong, but we contracted in the first, and I feel like we're kind of doing the same now. Don't you guys kind of feel like it? And we've been raising rates. Housing prices are staying steady, but the, for all intents and purposes, new mortgages, those are going away. They're falling to, what, 22, 23-year lows. Biden asked about it.
Recession's even more likely than ever.
Not the majority of them aren't saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke.
Yeah, we know it's a joke. So she goes, hey, recession more likely than ever. Oh, no. Yeah. It's a bunch of malarkey. It's a bunch of hooey. It's a hooey. You're just speaking hooey. Not speaking hooey, for goodness gracious. It's the reality of it. It went from late 2023, early 2024 to most likely next year to, you're talking to several economists. But here's the thing, CEOs are saying, yeah, I feel like we're in a recession at this moment in time.
President Biden and Treasury Secretary Yellen have said as recently as yesterday they do not believe a recession is inevitable, especially because of low unemployment and the strong jobs market. But a growing number of economists have raised the odds of a significant slowdown. According to the Wall Street Journal's latest poll of 53 leading economists, there is a 44% chance the U.S. is in a recession within the next year.
You talk to CEOs, they feel like they're there now. I don't know. I mean, do you guys feel like the economy is growing? You feel confident? I don't know. I didn't feel like, you know, I knew that there was going to be a slowdown coming. I think all of us saw that. But the first quarter, the contraction in the first quarter was a shock. So what's to make us think that the second quarter was any better? And technically speaking, if that's the same, then that would be a recession, of which they'll say, well, it's a different kind of recession. It's a good kind of recession. It's the kind of recession that we need. You need unemployment. Remember, for us to get out of this, people are talking about we need to get unemployment up to 5%. That's where we need unemployment to be. And we have so many jobs. I mean, look at the travel. We're going to talk about travel. Travel's a nightmare. Southwest cannot fill a position. If you want to work for an airline company, you must thought, hey, I'd like to work for an airline company, get free tickets, fly everywhere. That'd be cool. Southwest is hiring to the tune of like 10,000 people. And this past weekend was a nightmare. And they're canceling flights left, right, and center that were, I mean, we're talking from now and through July, they're canceling flights. Talk about that. A lot of stuff to get today. Squeeze it all in. Big time. Wait till you hear what Elon Musk and SpaceX has to do if they're going to try to launch a rocket from Texas. This is what a shakedown looks like. This is one of those things where it's a shakedown big time. And how we sit back and go, yeah, that seems fair. That seems normal. Is crazy to me. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Just let me tell you, I'll give you one hint. To launch a rocket, there has to be an ocelot involved. The cat? Yeah, the cat. What? Yeah, where do you hear this? MyPillow right now, it's great deals on great things like the MyPillow slippers. Love the MyPillow slippers. You can wear them indoor, outdoor. Four amazing, when you go get inside, there's four different layers to the slipper, right? So you've got the outside, you know, with a heel and your foot is. So you can walk indoors, outdoors all day. It's great. You got an amazing feel on the inside because you got the patented fill, the comfort memory foam, and the impact gel, which is great. Took them 2 years to develop this. You're going to save $90 right now. Blowout sale, $49.98. Promo code Benson. Made with quality leather, machine washable, 6-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-983-4975 for the My Slippers deal. Make sure you use code Benson. That's MyPillow.com/Benson to save big, the best around when it comes to wearing them indoor, outdoor. Top of that, they get the BOGO, buy one, get one free, going on right now. The extravaganza of extravaganzas. Grab these great deals. Go to MyPillow.com/Benson to save big. MyPillow.com/Benson. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
I used to be free. I am not a terrorist. I am not Antifa. I am not a sex slave that wears masks.
Don't be a cutie pie.
Probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
You're running my life, bud!
Yeah, you haven't seen anything yet!
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
You have the busy summer rush. You have a shortage of pilots and flight attendants and ground workers. You have severe weather issues that have impacted us on Thursday and Friday. And then the ripple effect was felt throughout the weekend. And then you have air traffic control staffing shortages, particularly in the Jacksonville Center Control Center. That's one of the largest in the entire country, and it controls most flights above 18,000 feet across a large part of the southeastern United States.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. If you're traveling somewhere, let's say you're going somewhere for a week, you should leave at least 6 days on either side to get home. pack accordingly. Bring a pillow, maybe some blankets. You may live inside of an airport for a while. What's that movie years ago with Tom Hanks, right, where he lived at the airport because he had no country? His country failed and no longer existed, and he didn't have a country anymore, so he's lived at the airport. That might be you. What was it called?
The terminal.
The terminal, that's right. So that might be you sooner rather than later. And I love the oh yeah, it's the weather. You're like, where? Well, you know, there's some rain. Yeah, there's some storms. But come on. It's you had almost 2,000 flights on Thursday canceled. Like 1,500 on Friday, a bunch over the weekend. Southwest, like I said, has canceled thousands of flights. It's a nightmare right now if you're thinking about going somewhere to fly because you just don't know if you're going to get there. If you are going to go, what they suggest is go early in the morning. So, like, take the flight at 6 in the morning. You don't want to go there. You're like, oh, God, I don't want to get out. I got 3:34, get there. No, do it because that's the time they're not canceling those flights. They're canceling the afternoon flights and the evening flights because they don't have staff. Because I don't know where everybody's going. Does anybody have any idea?
You can expect high fares and full planes. And if there's any weather issue, especially anywhere along the eastern portion of the country, you can expect severe problems. But Delta just told me that 92% of the people who experienced the flight cancellation this weekend were on another flight within 30 minutes to 7 hours.
It's big in 6 days. 6 days. Yeah. Like, it's a nightmare. It is if you're out there. It's just, it's because... I've always said this. My uncle and I talked about this the other day. I don't mind traveling, but it's not a vacation unless you're going somewhere for a while, right? If you're going somewhere for, you know, like if I'm going somewhere for work, it's you're in, you're out. But like when you're going on vacation, which is a lot of what we're seeing now, it's not, it's already stressful enough. And if you've got kids, you multiply that by a gazillion. Like, I could not imagine being stuck in an airport for 10 hours with my little one, Charlie. I could not. Jack would be okay, but it's already stressful enough. And we still, again, where's all the people? Where are the people before? We had people who flew before the pandemic, right? What happened to those people?
There's not exactly that many people flying, you know, pre-pandemic, but you have fewer planes to accommodate those people. So when there are problems, for example, on Thursday and Friday when they cancel flights and then they have to move those people to other flights, it becomes much more difficult.
You think they're going to start doing this? Hey, guys, we are going to get you to San Diego, but we picked up a bunch of other people and their mom asked us that we drop them off in Sacramento. So we're going to go leave here in Seattle in a little while. Stop really quick, let them off, and then we're going to head down to San Diego. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
So, you want to see what a government shakedown looks like? Man, I tell you what, this is government to a T, the waste and the insanity of government right here. SpaceX. Right, they're going to launch one of their things from Boca Chica, Texas. Lost one of their starships. Into space. It's going to space, man. It's going to go to space, man. It's going to go straight up there to space. That's what it's going to do. It's going to believe satellites. Stuff like that. So they want to launch a rocket. And the Federal Aviation Administration this week issued an environmental assessment of SpaceX's plan to launch said rocket from Boca Chica, Texas. Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, because this is what we do now. This is the things that we do. This is the stuff that we do. Right? We've got environmentalist after environmentalist have to come in. They have to look at something, and the insanity ensues from the stupidity of which all of this stuff happens, where you just sit there and you shake your head and you go, my God, what the hell's wrong with us? So Elon Musk and his SpaceX crew must do some things first. I don't know where to start. Should we start with the most absurd of things? They must prepare a historical context report. I.e. historical narrative of the historic events and activities of the Mexican War, 1846 to 1848, and the Civil War, 1861 to 1865, that took place in the geographical area. I'm not kidding you. This is a shakedown. So wait a minute. I have to go now and hire somebody, right? Because I'm not going to take my engineers and go, guys, look, I want to pull you off making the rocket ship go in the air because we got to write a big book report because Mrs. Johnson's expecting this, and we got to get do we get to give it like out orally? How's this work? No, it's got to be a full, like, we got to write it down. I don't know how many words. We got to check and see how many words it is. So they have to give a report. I want you guys to understand. So they're being shook down by saying, hey, you have to go and do a report. And you know there's somebody at work, like, God, don't task me with that. They're going to task. The war was bad. The end. So they've got to do that. Then they must make an annual contribution of $5,000 to the Friends of Laguna Atasco National Wildlife Refugees and adopt an ocelot program. So you must spend $5,000 a year to adopt an ocelot. Then they must also provide $5,000 annually to enhance the existing TPWD tackle loaner program, where you must buy things like rods, reels, tackle boxes, hooks, sinkers, and bobbers, because you don't want to buy rods and reels with no hooks, sinkers, or bobbers. That's just stupid. For use in existing heavy visited sites that allow the program to expand. You must provide enhanced satellite monitoring via solar-powered Starlink for remote wildlife viewing opportunities. And some of my good ones here. A qualified biologist will conduct lighting inspections to eliminate unnecessary lighting before nesting season and weekly during the nesting and hatching season from March 15th to October 1st and send the results to the inspectors at the FAA. Yeah. So they're going to have to pay historians, as they say in this Wall Street Journal op-ed piece, to write a book report about the Mexican War. Okay? They're going to have to do that. They're going to have to do things. We forgot about the Jaguarundis and the Falcons and the Turtles and all this other stuff that's out there that they've got to pay for. You know, one of the things they also talked about is the Hoover Dam went from legislation. So they legislated it, boom, signed it law, boom, ribbon cutting, 8 years. The dam. Let me tell you how insane that politics can be and environmentalists are. So when I lived in Palm Springs, I just moved there. I lived actually in Rancho Mirage. They call that the city of the presidents because I believe every living president actually has a house there, minus the one that's president now. But hey, still plenty of time or not. So when I first moved there, they were, quote unquote, getting ready to start work on an overpass. Now, the overpass was already there. They were expanding it from like three lanes to four lanes. So they already had the overpass. And they were expanding one side a little bit. And the other side, they were putting on a new on-ramp and off-ramp. 4 years later, they were still working on it because of several environmental impacts. They weren't doing anything crazy. They didn't tear the thing down and rebuild it. That's government shakedown. That's insanity. That is waste. That is waste. As they talk about, these days it can take longer than the 8 years it took to get the Hoover Dam to go from pen to reality, to get a few miles of interstate highway. My God, what a giant joke. Now these poor guys at SpaceX have to go find somebody's. Who do you even find for that? I don't know. That's just so stupid. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. But I think it shows you a lot of what government's all about. Government is full of just a bunch of ridiculous rules that are ridiculous over and over again. And they're like, hey, we've got these rules here, and they're pretty bad. So let's add on top of these rules, more rules. Then we'll open up another agency that will add more rules that are very similar to these rules. We'll hold nobody accountable, and all the while we'll stop getting anything done. We'll stop doing that. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Speaking of Elon Musk,
A recession is inevitable at some point. As to whether there is a recession in the near term, I think that is more likely than not. It certainly isn't. It's not a certainty, but it appears more likely than not.
Yeah, it's not a certainty if there's going to be a recession. But they come and go. I mean, that's kind of what, I mean, I am 51 years old. I've been through a lot of recessions. And when you're a kid, you don't really know what's going on, especially if you're poor. So I was like, I don't know. Are we poor? And, when you're middle class, you tighten your belt a little bit. When you're in the upper middle class, depending on where you are, it could get a little bit uglier and you could be fine. I always go back to even the Great Recession that we had, 10, 12 years ago, whatever it was. When you look at 2005, 2000, all these, I looked at him, I thought, still 90% of us, 85% of us had jobs. It wasn't like nobody worked. Sometimes they make it, the recession's here. And the only person that makes money is that guy that boards up the places and then sells tumbleweeds. It's not true. That guy does make a lot of money in recession. He does, right? He does make a lot of money. One of the big things is gas. That's a huge deal, right? As you guys know. Now, gas has come down a little bit in the last few days. I've noticed that I paid, I think, a $5.20-something the other day. It's like $5.04 today. But is it coming down to where we need it to come down? No. And they're trying to figure everything out, including, should we have a national gas tax holiday?
We are not facing a new record here at the pump. In fact, gas prices are now below $5 a gallon, but not far from there and still 40 cents higher than they were just a month ago with these considerations of the national gas tax holiday. So what would that potentially mean for you? Well, it would shave about 18 cents off of every gallon of gas, and it would also take money away from infrastructure projects. It's a balancing act at a time like this when you have prices soaring.
People say, well, it's a gas tax holiday. Yeah, it's not really, though. I mean, it's just we're deferring. That's what government's all about. Government's all about deferring it to the next schmo that's got to figure out how to defer it to the next schmo. So I can maintain some peace and quiet. It's 18 cents. They were talking about gas cards. I mean, it's enough. How about we up production? How about we stop the ridiculous? And we just talked about all the insanity of regulations. Think about that. SpaceX is launching something into space. And that's the stuff they have to go through. What if I said, you and I, we could all sit down today, right? My audience, I love our audience because we're balanced. I think we got both right. We got both left. We could all sit down today and we could come up with the greatest idea. We could have something powered on, air. It'd be amazing. And what would happen? Government would come in and find out a way to screw the whole thing up, make it ridiculous, make it impossible to once we got it up and running for there to be any competition for anybody. I mean, they it's so stupid. It is. It is so stupid. I'm all about regulations to a certain extent. This isn't regulations. You're shaking people down. I mean, this is what the mob does. You want to operate here? Well, you got to pay us something, right? You want to come here and operate, right? You want to make this your little zone? Okay, that's fine. But there's a cost of doing business in this zone. Yeah, but I'm already paying a cost. Taxes on? No. There's another cost. What's the other cost? We need a book report. You think that somebody's got a dissertation or something? They're just like, I just can't do it, Mom, Dad. They're like, don't worry, I'm going to go. We're going to make Elon Musk do it. Right? Somebody's wife or husband loves oscillates. Well, I don't know. We just need $5,000 extra, and that would save the oscillat. I'm like, oh, hey, got a great idea. My God. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. When will we know about the gas tax holiday?
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Based on the data he's looking for, he hopes to have a decision by the end of the week. We shall see if he does. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter. Tweet at us. talk a little golf because another defector has left the PGA Tour. And this one's a pretty big one. And it goes along with everybody's got a price. What Charles Barkley, if you didn't hear what he said last week, we'll play for you. It's hilarious about the amount of money that some of them are getting. Rough Greens, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. You go there, you're going to get a free bag of Rough Greens from the creator himself, Dr. Black, who's put together this amazing, incredible, supplement slash, I just call it a miracle worker for my dog, Doodle. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega 369, all this incredible thing. And Dr. Black has put this together, being a naturopathic doctor and working for years on trying to find something that was going to help dogs. It was going to ease their pain if they were in pain, you know, the joint pain. It was going to help with their digestive system, give them more energy. This has been a lifesaver for Doodle. It has extended his life a lot longer than it should have been. And I love every minute I spend with Doodle. Right now is your chance to get a free bag of Rough Greens. It's going to send you one out. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. RoughGreens.com/Chad. Get your free bag today. Chad Benson Show.
Serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony. It's Chad Benson.
If somebody gave me $200 million, I'd kill a relative.
All right, that's it, Chad. I'm not sure we can do anything else after that. I don't know what the next question would be. But we appreciate the hell out of you, Chuck.
Hey, I'm serious. Hey, they said Phil Mickelson got $200 million and Dustin Johnson got $150 million. Hey, for $150 million, I'd kill a relative, even one I like.
Chuck last week defending Phil and saying, look, man, people got a price. It's a business decision. The only one who's really said that was Bryson DeChambeau, who the other day, look, he said it's a business decision. That's it, a business decision. There you go, period. Meaning, hey, they offer me so much money that I set my family up forever. I proved I could win out here, and I did. I got a major, so I'm moving on. This morning, arguably his biggest rival, as they poked each other on numerous occasions last year, Brooks Koepka, apparently is going to join the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour. No word on his contract, but it is rumored to be right around that $100 to $200 million range. That's huge. Scottie Scheffler has made the most money of any golfer in history during a year. Okay, so during the year. He's at $12 million. There's still several tournaments. He's going to probably win the FedEx. He may win $35 million this year. May. If somebody comes and says, I'll give you $50 million a year, plus you still get to play in tournaments where you can win another umpteen millions, that's life-changing. Wait, my best year, I won $35 million, but you're offering me X amount of millions of dollars? Guaranteed? That's tough, man. That's a tough thing. That is a tough thing to turn down. So, another one jumps, and like I keep saying, everybody got a price. Everybody, I don't have a price. I know that you don't, but a vast majority of people have a price. Apparently, we know $150 million, Chuck will kill a relative he likes. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. It's getting uglier in the Ukraine by the day. That is not going to be changing anytime soon. And the question continues to go, what's the price for everybody else? Right? What's the price for everybody else? Us as Americans, as NATO leaders, let's be real, the leader in NATO, but also for Europe. Because some of these countries are already starting to balk. Germany and France, according to a report that came out last week, have done virtually nothing outside of lip service when giving. Little countries like Latvia, that basically plays hockey, have given more than they have given more than Italy has. And America leads the way, as usual, with giving. But there's still more to be done, and it's getting dire.
Luhansk is one of the two territories which has basically been fought over for the last 8 years. It's one of these two quote-unquote breakaway republics where separatists say they want to be more aligned with Russia, and it's at the heart of this entire conflict. What's happening now is that Russian forces have made so much headway, they are really very close to being able to declare a victory there.
Yeah. Now, what kind of victory do you have? I don't know. I mean, you're going to be able to occupy it for real? Maybe better than other places. Apparently, they're going to start bombing Kyiv in a major way anytime soon. They're bracing for that. Today, Merrick Garland, along with several other of our leaders here in the country, are over there visiting. Merrick Garland may be, RAG may be the lead prosecutor on war crimes. It's one of the things they're talking about. But this is not going as well as it was, say, 30 days ago for the Ukrainians. And I have a feeling it's going to get much, much worse. But people are asking questions. Well, how much do we have to give? How long is it going to take? As long as necessary. And start giving. Because you're not. France, Germany, looking at you. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Woo! Painful out there, people. Painful at the pump. Painful everywhere. We're feeling it day in and day out. I was reading a great article about the hidden cost of everything and how that's going up in inflation. And we already know this. Like they go through, like you go buy tickets to a concert. It's never the price you pay. It's like, oh, $75 for tickets. And they were talking about, what was it, this lady, she wants to see Muna. It's apparently a popular band. I'm not very hip when it comes to Muna. But they are going to be touring. I don't even know what they are. They're a band. So this girl's talking about, it's $23 service charge for the $73 ticket. Then a $2.50 electronic transfer fee charge. But then they start talking about all of the other stuff and inflation, what they call the drip economy that's going on right now. And little things here and little things there, the hidden cost of stuff that's rising. Of course it's rising. It's going to continue to rise. It's not going anywhere. Gas is just a portion of it. But to think that this thing is going to slow down anytime soon, we're fooling ourselves. We're in the midst of something that is absolutely beyond ugly. And it's when it comes to our now economy, because we can't fix it the way that we tried to fix it in the past, which rarely worked, because we're so intertwined globally with each other and we're so dependent on other things that it's going to be tough to deal with this what is coming in a way that we have in the past. Now, I think we'll bounce back better. I think it'll make us more dependent upon manufacturing home and things of that nature. But there's going to be some pain and there is going to be a recession. The question isn't if, but when.
President Biden and Treasury Secretary Yellen have said as recently as yesterday they do not believe a recession is inevitable, especially because of low unemployment and the strong jobs market. But a growing number of economists have raised the odds of a significant slowdown. According to the Wall Street Journal's latest poll of 53 leading economists, there is a 44% chance the U.S. is in a recession within the next year.
That's pretty damn big. Right. Janet Yellen has missed on God knows how many occasions. And let's be real. The entire administration across the board has failed to see anything that was coming. But outside of being a pitcher going, I'm going to throw you a curveball. they would still miss it. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know they was really going to throw me a curveball. I thought it was going to throw me a fastball. Yeah, they've missed.
I really doubt that we're going to see an inflationary cycle.
Most economic analysts believe that it will have a temporary or transitory impact.
The faster than expected increase in some of those prices is actually a good sign.
The overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
This is something that will settle down.
Transitory.
Transitory.
And the data shows that most of the price increases we've seen are expected to be temporary.
I don't know anybody who's worried about inflation. It's highly unlikely that it's going to be long-term inflation that's going to get out of hand.
Over the last couple of months, we actually saw it trended downward. Well, the number one thing that the president can do is help get COVID under control. That, we know, is the root cause of inflation.
Make no mistake, inflation is largely the fault of Putin. I'm going to do everything I can to minimize Putin's price hike here at home.
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, except they're feeling it. They understand that things are coming and it's going to get uglier and uglier. They're missing. America is facing a recession. And I said on Friday, I think we're in a recession. I think we're in a recession. We already had the first quarter of contraction. Do you think, honestly, that we have grown in the second quarter? It's possible. If we did, it's not by much. So what happens if, and I'm a ding dong, right? Like if we, and remember, we're not going to find out we're in a recession until we're in the recession, because it'll be July before we get June's numbers. Late July. So then we get June number, like, oh my God, we contracted again. We're in a recession, but we've already been in it. We've already been in it. We're pulling back. People are looking around. They're keeping their money close to the vest, which is what they want. Remember, though, it's like one of those, you know, if you ever watch a sporting event where, you know, the team is so good and they've really faced no adversity that it seems like even when they get behind, they can turn it on whenever they want. Then they run up against another team that doesn't allow them to do that. Well, that's what we have done in the past. We have been one of these things where these, when you go and look at what the Fed has done, they tinker, right? They toy with it. They massage it. They think they're doing it right. And then every time, 8 out of the 9 times we've tried to do this before, we've gone straight into a recession. It's the jump starting from there that is the problem.
We've already seen American consumers. They are anxious. They are cutting back. And while this can help drive prices lower, it also hits the economy. We're a consumer-driven economy. 70% of our economic growth comes from how we behave. If we pull back, so does the economy.
And that puts us in a recession. And then, you know, you've got, you know, we can't find enough workers. And then do we need this many workers? Because one of the things they talk about is to get us probably to a place where we need to be, we're going to need about 5% unemployment. Supposedly, there's 2 jobs for every 1 person out there that's looking. And none of them apparently are applying it for the airlines. Because that's a hot mess. A totally different story. I'm just saying. It's frustrating. It is. It is. We should have seen this coming, but we didn't. We should have paid attention to this, but our leaders didn't, because they're too busy doing whatever the hell it is that they're doing. Which I often wonder. I mean, we talked about it last hour. If you missed any show, grab the podcast, where we're spending time talking about how we can grow our economy in the right way, how we can do more manufacturing here. And we were talking about SpaceX, right? SpaceX is trying to fire a rocket from Boca Chica, Texas, and the government shaking them down. They want a book report, essentially, about the Civil War and the Mexican-American War. They want you to spend money on a tackle program. By tackle, I mean fishing tackle. Ocelots, you got to spend money on an ocelot and several other animals. You think to yourself, the red tape, the insanity, the 40 pages of that. Government is full of bureaucracy and insanity, and they don't live in a real world. They don't. And you can always say that because there's never a recession in government. There isn't. There's never a recession in government. When's the last time you saw a whole bunch of government people got laid off? Very rarely. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. It got ugly yesterday in Uvalde. Even uglier as the, well, I don't even know what you say anymore to the parents, to the family, to the survivors of what took place that day. Because every day you say something, it's an absolute bold face lie. So now we know that the police that showed up, there were at least two that had a chance to engage. Within 19 minutes, they had a ballistic shield and long rifles themselves, yet they did not engage. They did not say, hey, we're going into this. We're going to do this. We're not holding back. We're going in. We're going in. They did none of those things. And instead, they stood around and played grab ass with one another and just didn't do a damn thing. And every day it's something new. Every day it's like, oh, well, maybe that wasn't true. What about this? And then we didn't have anything. That was the report. It's like, we don't have any guns. We showed up. Now we have squirt guns. This guy's got a long rifle. And we have squirt guns. And we hear he's shooting in there, but our squirt guns don't work. Yeah, but those guys got rifles. What guys? Those two guys right there. They got a ballistic shield. Nah, I don't see those guys. Bunch of clowns. And the other thing we were talking about off the air, because they hired a PR firm and attorneys to try to get it so they didn't have to release the footage. You're lying and you're filming as you lie. You're filming. All of you, most of you have cameras on. There's cameras in the school. We know what's going on.
This is the first look inside Robb Elementary during the Uvalde massacre. The still image comes from surveillance video reviewed by the Austin American-Statesman, but not confirmed by NBC News. It appears to show multiple officers armed with rifles and at least one ballistic shield in a hallway 19 minutes after the gunman started shooting. That's according to the statement's review of materials.
Investigators really believe at this point, based on my understanding, that was certainly enough firepower to try to take on the gunman.
So why did officers wait nearly another hour to storm the classroom?
Whether you have the equipment or not, you just go in, and that never happened here.
Never, ever, ever happened. Ever happened. But knowing that you had the equipment, and you still didn't do anything. You waited for a Border Patrol agent who I think had his day off show up and handle business is an embarrassment. And how they walk around in that town, how they drive around in that town, how they do anything in that town of 16,000 is beyond me. I don't think just the chief should resign. I think the entire staff, I think everybody who was involved, I think anybody who was there. If you're on vacation, obviously you don't count, but everybody should be gone. Everybody. I see cops. In fact, I'll see a couple cops here in a couple hours. They're going to be, they do a show right next to me. Every day I see Jamie. He says to me, we'd have gone in. They didn't. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter. Tweet, text, healthy cell. I like being healthy. I do. I try to take good care of myself. I should eat a little bit better. But the reality is I've done pretty well for myself. And healthy cell just makes it even better for me. Now, what is healthy cell? It's an ingestible gel. So I don't take it like a pill. So you go get those vitamins and all that stuff. You take those horse pills that are huge. And your body doesn't absorb those. With healthy cells, the ingestible gel is like the size of a ketchup, just a little bit bigger. Tear the top off, suck it down, tastes great, away it goes. right? It's a gel pack. It's quick. It's easy. 165% more absorbable than pills. I take everything from REM Sleep to Immunity Boost, Bioactive Multi, and, of course, Immune Super Boost, which is incredible. With it, I get a great-tasting gel that quickly, all the nutrients and everything, absorb my body. It's got vitamins, minerals, proactive, protective antioxidants, you name it, it's got it, and it's amazing. The Ultra Absorption Pill, which this microgel is, and that's kind of what it's pill-free, right? So you get all of these things. In fact, you'd have to have 15 large capsule pills to get the same thing from one of these. If you care about your immune system, if you care about being healthy, let me tell you, it's time to ditch the pills, those big ones, ugh, and get yourself some healthy cell. Right now, go to healthycell.com/Chad. Use code Chad, 20% off your first order. Get healthy with Healthy Cell. That's healthycell.com/Chad. Healthycell.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Now it's time to find out.
What's trending?
What's trending?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean something, right? Like it's trending on the old internet.
What's trending?
Let's find out what's trending on the webs of the inter and the net, shall we? Brooks Koepka. Trending today. He is leaving the PGA Tour to join the LIV Tour. Oh, yeah. That's happening. It's happening. Summer solstice, longest day. First day of summer arrives. Beyonce, she's trending. She's got a new single out. Kyrie Irving looking for his 28th team in 28 seasons, it looks like. Because apparently he's over playing for the Nets after never really playing for the Nets. I think it's more a you problem at this point. Columbia elections. People are asking a question. Wait, what? Somebody said to me yesterday, a gorilla one? And I'm like, you're not quite understanding what that is. You're thinking of it, the wrong kind of gorilla. Head over to Twitter where everybody's angry about everything because, well, why wouldn't you be? Right? Why wouldn't you be? God, I'm always amazed at how angry people are. But that's Twitter for you. That's Twitter, kids. Some more January 6th stuff going on. Brooks Koepka is also trending. The Black Phone, which is a movie that's a horror movie that's getting rave reviews, is trending big time. Ukraine war is trending. Ben Stiller hanging out and meeting Zelensky. Raise awareness for refugees. It's an odd thing, right? Hey, what superstar can we sit there? We didn't send Brad Pitt. No. We sent Ben Stiller. Should have sent Madonna. That should turn everybody away. Oh, it's not very nice, Chad. It's not very nice. Vivaldi cover-up is trending. You guys haven't heard. We were just talking about it earlier. They have lied, continually lied. And the fact that they had long guns and ballistic... So they got the long guns, right? They had ballistic shields, at least one of them at the beginning. So when they said they only had like cap guns or whatever baloney they threw out there, that wasn't true at all. They had long guns. They could have done something where they could have at least engaged, but they decided not to. And more is getting found out by the day. And it's just, it's awful. And Megan Rapinoe is trending because she's defending transgender athletes in women's sports. She slams the critics who said, oh, no. We're looking at the science, and the science says this is what it is. And they're like, screw science, except where we want science to be on our side. That's basically what people do now. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Hello.
Tell you what. We're going to have gas holiday. We're going to get that tax that we've been dreaming about, that 18 cents per gallon. Is that going to happen? I don't know. You're being so mean, Chad. I'm just saying. I just find it to be a waste. But hey, you know what? Anything to try to keep us in power, because we're doing a bang up job, says the president, who tipped over on his bike, but he's okay. Before we went to break, we're talking about Megan Rapinoe, because the FINA, which is like one of the big governing bodies in sports, unlike so many other places, didn't seem to be too influenced by the woke culture when it came to swimming, in particular, being a sport. They're the kind of they're the body that oversees swimming, water polo, diving, etc., etc. They also oversee masters competition for adults in its disciplines. And the masters competition, when you get to a certain level, obviously you're a master of that sport. And yesterday they said, hey, look, 70% of them, by the way, said, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow somebody who may identify completely as a woman, and we're not telling her she can't do that. But what we are saying is, you're not going to compete against other women. It's not possible. Unless you've done certain things, right? Unless you can't go through all of your puberty and then decide to take the hormone blockers. It's too late. Your body has adjusted. Your lungs are bigger. You're stronger. Your bones are stronger. You're just inherently, you have an advantage. And that's been shown over and over and over and over again, but it doesn't matter. And people are pissed and upset, understandably, right? Because this is a perfect thing to be pissed and upset about, because we live to be angry over stuff. And this is one of those things where we can be angry over something.
Allies and activists like Skylar Baylor, the first openly transgender NCAA Division I swimmer, calling the decision exclusive and transphobic.
In order to exclude the trans woman, you have to police all women's bodies. And that will lead to the destruction of the women's category. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports. Transphobia is.
FINA now considering creating a separate group for trans athletes, calling it a, quote, open competition category.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's bad. Well, first of all, as I'm sitting there going, it's not transphobia, right? Because what do we always scream? We want equality. We want opportunity. That's fine. I don't think and why people say, well, why does stuff like this? It matters because where it starts out as something small, the next thing you know, it starts to grow. And next thing you know, we're debating stuff like, can men have babies? Oh, yeah, we do that. Yeah. We do. It's not transphobia. You know, for all the stuff that we talk about, one thing we've left out in particular for men who transition to women is we've left many of the women out of the conversation. The young girls, do you feel comfortable in this situation? Do you think it's fair? We've left them out because they're terrified to say anything. There's a bigger problem here when you're afraid to say something. Because I don't want to be labeled whatever.
The problem is that there's so much hate at the state level with all of these laws that are coming up that you can't have a normal conversation without it turning to that hateful, spiteful, very terrible situation that's happening in politics on the right, where, of course, it is harming young people.
Christine Brennan there. Okay, so if I say, look, I think that if you're biologically, you went through puberty as a male, that you would have an unfair advantage based on science. And you say, I say, I don't think you should be able to compete. Well, that's hate. Once again, we've left the woman and the young girl out of the conversation. We have. We've left them out of the conversation.
I think this is a decision that people are digesting. There's certainly anger out there. There's also some happiness from some parts of the sports world.
No, and none of it's happiness. It's just the reality of where we are. People go, I don't think they should be allowed to compete. That's wrong. I think they should be allowed to compete. I've got zero problems with the open category. But the thought that you know, are there people celebrating? Of course. Just like there's people celebrating everything, you know, you've got the extremes on both sides that celebrate every little thing that the other side does wrong or whatever they win somewhere. This was in America. Right? FINA looked down and they said 70%. This was not, oh, it was 51 to 49. You know, Cameroon stayed out of it, so it was really 40. No, it was 70% voted. Now, you guys, we can't do this.
International Swimming, FINA, is talking about an open category, which immediately critics have said, well, that's just otherizing the situation. Mm-hmm. That's just people over here and you get your little medal and that's fine. But there may be something to that moving forward.
Well, you don't have to compete. That's the other side of it. And again, Leah Thomas, well, she was ranked, what, when she was a he, like the 500, 550 at something around there, swimmer, and then setting records as a female. And when you see Leah Thomas standing next to the other women, you realize the giant size and advantage that she had. It wasn't even close. It wasn't. So, you know, people can freak out about this. They can be upset. And again, I think there's a bigger thing at play here, which is it's been Christine Brenneman said, we can't have a conversation. One of the things is you want to have a conversation about how you want to have a conversation, which is it's about this, this, and this. Right? And it's only about that. But we're not going to talk about the girls who are afraid to say something. Because if we do that, then that's going to upend your narrative. So they're just going to be quiet because, God forbid, they say something. And if they said something and you didn't like it, maybe they could get canceled. Oh, we don't want that. No, we don't. She also talked about equality and fairness. Well, how is it fair that you inherently have an advantage? Because if there is no advantage, scientifically, there's no advantage. If all things are equal, scientifically, there's no advantage. Why do we have men's and women's sports? Why not just let them compete together? Just curious. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. At do. Concert tour. Mick Jagger. Everybody getting ready to get back out there. You know, they're going to go rock. They're going to go roll.
The Rolling Stones say they're getting back on stage after postponing a couple of shows following frontman Mick Jagger's bout with COVID-19. Jagger posting a video online.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for all your lovely messages. I really appreciate them. And I'm sorry for the inconvenience about the shows, but we'll be on stage in Milan on Tuesday, so see you there.
One of the missed concerts on the group's 60 tour will be postponed to next month. Another one was canceled.
Yeah, 60. My God, that's a long time, right? Can we all agree that is a long time? That is a long-ass time to be out there. 60 years is insane. That kind of relationship is... Because they're musicians, right? I mean, they don't usually last a long time, but they're back at it, and COVID was the reason why. Well, here people are excited. Because, well, you know, now you can apparently get kids shots if you want it. And that's been the breaking news at times. And I get it on my phone and stuff. And I get it asked at least once a day. Either somebody tweets at me, they DM me, they text the program, are you going to get your kid the shot?
And while children are less likely to get severely ill from COVID, health officials point out there have been tens of thousands of kids hospitalized during this pandemic. This dad says he doesn't want to take that chance.
We've had a crazy uptick at their school recently. Like, it's been
worse than it's ever been. So we figured, like, we're just doing everything we can just to keep them safe.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News, Washington.
No, no, most parents aren't. They're not going to get their kids the shot. They're not. They're not doing it. And the reason's pretty simple. They're looking around and saying, and even Fauci came out, remember where he finally had to come out and admit, hey, yeah, most of the kids were, they're not hospitalized for that. They were there because they were in a car accident. Blah, 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 he did his thing. And then they tested positive for COVID, or they were already in the hospital because they've got real issues, with immune, maybe their cancer, whatever. And so that whole tens of thousands, it's another one of those bunch of BS crap. Look, I don't care if you want to get your kid vaccinated, fantastic. One of the things I worry about today is the fact that we give our kids, take away COVID, we give our kids antibiotics for everything. Everything. I'm worried more about a superbug down the road because our kids are swimming in antibiotics. Oh, Jimmy's skin is deep. Quick, give him antibiotics. I got a splinter. Quick, give him antibiotics. Every once in a while, it's good. Hey, God said, hey, you know what? I gave you guys an immune system. Take it for a ride every once in a while. Science is great, too, but take this thing for a ride. Let's see how I did. But it's just amazing, like, the pushback you get from people. And there are people out there still freaking out. I don't know. We'll talk about this maybe in a minute. If you saw that professor or read anything about that professor that was on a flight in Canada as a Canadian professor, so right there, you know what I'm saying, eh? Who has went off the end of whatever thing it needed to go off. I thought it was a deep end. It seemed like a hole forever. It's like a beyond a deep end of going after the flight attendant, telling basically America to F off and every Republican to F off, then getting, I mean, it's insane. All because she didn't have a mask on. What the hell is wrong with people? 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. EdenPureDeals.com. Go there. Get your Eden Pure Deals. Best thing ever. They call it the OxyLeaf 2 Thunderstorm. I call it the Stank Eliminator because it eliminates the smells. Does not mask the smells. Eliminates. The best air purifier around. No filters to buy. Plug it straight in. It's super. And amazing, over 250,000 sold, and continuing to fly off the shelf. Use code CHAD3 when you go to EdenPureDeals.com. You're going to save two hundies right there. You're going to get three of them. Simple, easy, quiet, very, very small. Plug them right into the wall, and away they go. Doesn't matter what the smell is. It kills it. Within moments, you will smell the difference. Free shipping right now, too. Take advantage of it. The best air purifier around. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code CHAD and the number 3, EdenPureDeals.com. Use code CHAD3, EdenPureDeals.com. Code CHAD3. Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
Oh, takeout sounds good. I brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to work today because I'm 7. Just want you guys to know that.
What? Yeah.
If there's one thing a frog can do, it's jump, right? Uh-oh, another crash landing. The miniature Brazilian frog known as the pumpkin toadlet is inspiring pity for being the klutziest frog on Earth.
Do they ever stick the landing? Ever?
No. One of the species I worked on was not much bigger than a housefly.
When they leap, they land on their backs. They land on their bellies. They even do cartwheels, evoking a wave of sympathy. It needs a hug.
I love Jeannie Moose. Like I said, she's got the best reporting job in television because she doesn't have to lie. She gets to go do fun stuff. She probably did very, very serious things for quite a while. I remember a while ago, she did. Yeah, she just does fun stuff now.
The pumpkin toadlet prefers to crawl.
They jump rarely.
You would jump rarely, too, if you landed on your head every time you jumped.
The researchers published their theory that the canals of the frog's vestibular system in the inner ear are so tiny, they don't work well enough to keep it oriented in flight.
Do they hurt themselves?
They're really small, so generally small things don't break bones.
And most seem to have extra bony plates protecting their heads.
I think what you need to work on is a little tiny, tiny helmets for them.
Again, it's totally a great job to have. You got to wander around and go, tiny platelets, what? Before we were so rudely interrupted, I joke. COVID, again, for some people, that's still their fear, right? They live in a world of COVID and rules and double, triple rules, quadruple rules, rules that couldn't be any more ruley than you could think of. And you've got this professor in Canada who has gone off on people who, didn't wear a mask on an airplane. I'm going to say that again. It didn't wear a mask on an airplane. The flight attendant, or I don't know, stewardess, I don't know what you're supposed to call anybody anymore. And his name is Armin Attard, part of the University of Ottawa's faculties of law and school and epidemiology and public health. He called out an unsuspecting flight attendant on United Airlines. His first tweet posted the photo of said flight attendant. Hey, at United, why are you breaking the law? Masks are required on all flights out of Canada. Your flight attendant isn't wearing one, right? He also included government agencies in Canada. Then he continued. After they tweeted back at him, hi, Amir, thanks for bringing this to our attention. We've informed our appropriate teams for further review. But he was just getting started. And he went off on Republicans, on America, on our death rate. The next day, after people had criticized him for being a snitch, he turned his ire to America and the Republican Party, mocking the country over its COVID death rate. Don't like Canada laws? Then keep your American companies in your own country. Our country, our rules. That's why your COVID death rate is triple ours, a-holes. See, America, you get crazy mad about COVID safety and attack, then you die. You drank the GOP Kool-Aid, and it's a mass suicide, basically. Then he went after gun policies. It is amazing, right? I mean, it is incredible how just belligerent and not grounded in reality people are, especially still over COVID. My God, this person teaches other human beings. He goes off on you Yanks, murder your own. I'm glad I immigrated from California to Canada. I mean, what? Still, over a damn mask. Get over yourself. Sweet Jesus. And all his good friends. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. If you're missing the show, grab the podcast. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
You know, they're still talking about January 6th. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. Yeah. It's a day that will live in infamy. Oh, that was another day. It's another day. The question is, what are they doing? Right? And I'm just going to touch on this briefly. It's simply about embarrassing Trump. It's not about undercovering it. Nobody's going to jail. Oh, you may get a somebody that was involved. I mean, obviously, we're getting people that were involved that day, but you're not getting any high-ranking politicians or government officials or even the president. This is not about that. It's about raising money. It's about pushing out the narrative and making sure that, that Trump is weakened as he heads into things. But the reality of, oh, he's going down big time is a bunch of crap.
I think for the Department of Justice to actually prosecute the former president of the United States, you're going to need them to believe that he knew that the attack was coming, that he was part of the actual conspiracy to attack the Capitol. And so far, we haven't heard evidence of that yet. We've heard teasing from various members of Congress who are suggesting that there could be a link. But thus far, I don't think that they've reached that very high bar yet.
Yeah. Not yet. It's not happening. Now, did he revel in it? He did. Don't tell me he didn't. You're lying to yourself. I've always said this. He enjoys chaos. He likes being the king of chaos. But did he plan it? Was there some magic plan that he was a part of? No. I don't think there was. But like a lot of these politicians on both sides, I mean, you know, so we're waiting for the abortion ruling to come down. It's not coming down today. Releasing other stuff today. But let's be real. Everybody's waiting for that. Everybody is. They're waiting for that. There are too many fringe groups who are out there who want to do damage. I mean, finally, the DOJ and the FBI are getting involved where they're like, all right, these pro-life organizations are getting targeted and bombed by, you know, Friends of Jane and Ruth Sent Us and all this kind of, it's enough. But you don't think there are people out there in the government who are smiling here and smiling there about it and who are very loud about it? Of course. Trump enjoyed the chaos, but do I think he participated where he knew what was going to go down? No. Did he revel in it? Of course. He's Trump. He revels in all kinds of stuff, especially if it's about him. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Ukraine is a hot mess. We know that. It's getting worse by the day. It's not going to get any better anytime soon. It's just not. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. Today, we have got our AG, Merrick Garland, over there. People say, well, what's he doing? Why isn't he over here getting ready to prosecute Trump? Why is he doing that? He shouldn't be here to prosecute Trump. No. He's over there for a different reason. And that reason is simple. War crimes.
I'm here to continue our discussions between myself and the prosecutor general about the actions that the United States is taking to assist the Ukrainian authorities in holding accountable those responsible for the atrocities, for the war crimes that the entire world has seen.
Is it possible that he could be the lead prosecutor? I mean, it's possible. We can have a Nuremberg-style thing. I don't know if we're going to have that. It's another way to go there and to make your voice heard. And they're doing that, and that's a good thing. That being said, the reality is they're losing about 200 people a day. 200 people a day is what Ukraine's losing. We're on the other side, the Russians, who cares, right? We have unlimited cannon fodder. Come and do whatever you want to do with us. And because of China, because of India, because of Brazil, now probably because of Colombia, there's going to be a great need for energy that the states can continue to prop them up. Their big thing isn't whether or not, because we've talked about this when it comes to their economy. Their economy's struggling in a weird way. While their government may be bringing in money, the reality is they really don't have a lot of place to spend it because so many people have cut them off. Cut them off. They're not dealing with them, not going to deal with them anymore, at least right now. I'm still waiting for one or two of these countries to capitulate sooner rather than later. And it's going to happen. It's just, when is it going to happen? But it is it's a hot mess. And the fact that we're spending a ton of money when the likes of, according to a new report, Germany and France. France has the biggest army in Europe. Yes, of course. When we surrender, we want to make it in bunches. Germany, of course, you know, they had a couple things in the last century. And they're like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do war things. Maybe we should not have war stuff anymore. We're not good at this. First of all, we're not good at actually the fighting side of it. And secondly, we're just, so no. But then they're starting to build up and you know, they're like, hey, we're going to give Russia all the stuff, all the business you guys can handle. And then things went south, as everybody said it was going to. But they've done virtually nothing. Lots of lip service. Oh, we're going to give you everything you need. Oh, of course we give you the stuff. And they've done none of that. And little old Latvia over there is like, hey, look, there's only like eight of us, but you can have all of our stuff. And Italy's like, ciao. We don't know. Hey, ciao. Mussolini, ciao. Riding around in their scooters. While America does all the heavy lifting again.
If, as the NATO Secretary General has said, it's going to last for years, they're going to run out of men. And that's a big, big difficulty. And the loss has been extreme. But they go on. I mean, there's no Ukrainian you meet here who says that they want to stop fighting because it's existential for them.
Yeah. They're going to run out of men. It's the one thing Mike Lyons, who's our military analyst, who's been on here on numerous occasions, has always said, at some point, it comes down to sheer numbers, right? Because they don't have the nuclear deterrent. So when it's now remember, occupation is something wholly different, but they don't have that deterrent. And the numbers are overwhelming. Your country has 40 million people, of which how many of them are fighting age? Not many. And you're losing X amount of day. You've also had numerous people flee the country. So you have a finite amount of people where they have 193 million people. They can conscript an army like that. And he doesn't care about the numbers. He will send a million to death to get what he wants. And he wants, I don't know, to relive the olden days, I guess. I mean, I don't think if you asked him today and then asked him tomorrow, then asked him the next day, hey, what do you want, Putin? He would tell you something today, something tomorrow, and then something on the next day. He wants that, but for various reasons. But we've ponied up a vast majority of the billions that have gone over there and continue to do so. We continue to write the check. Even though the Europeans have a little bit more skin in the game, seeing as it's your neighbor that's being a Richard. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. I do. A lot of stuff to get to still. We're going to squeeze it all in. We tend to do that. Speaking of the Ukraine, actor Ben Stiller.
Hello. Hi, sir. Really nice to meet you.
Hello.
Thanks for taking the time. It's a great honor for me, and it's really wonderful. You're my hero. You're
my hero.
Yes. No. As you quit a great acting career for this?
Not so great.
No, but pretty great.
Thanks so much.
But what you've done and the way that you've... rallied the country and what, you know, for the world, it's really inspiring. So
it's too much for me.
Yeah. Again, I remind everybody, Zelensky went to law school. He was a comedian. He had the biggest show over there, all of these things. And that's how he kind of rallied the country together to elect him, because he was not the politician. And when push came to shove, while he was slow on the draw, he is held steady and firm. But we watch because inflation. We watch because which one of our NATO allies is going to blink first and start to give in? And could, as this thing continue to go on, what's this going to cost us dollar-wise, which is worth the price if we don't have to lose men and women? 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Talk a little bit about Uvalde coming up, bottom of the hour. If you guys haven't heard, the nightmare that is the Uvalde police. Once again, their failures to do the things that they needed to do when they had the chance. And failure is being nice. Plus, more people defecting to the Live PGA Tour, and Charles Barkley says something hilarious about what he would do for $200 million. All that, so much more, kids, right here. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Set Chad straight. Text the show, 323-538-2423. That's 323-538-CHAD. Someone has to do it. Might as well be you. The Chad Benson Show.
I love the Supreme set for grand finale, abortion, climate, guns, immigration, America on edge. Are we on edge? I think in some cases there are people that are on edge. I absolutely do, but do I think that the world is going to explode and there's going to be fires in the streets? No. I would like to think not. I'd like to think we handle ourselves better. Now, there are people out there that are living in the world of the extremes, especially when it comes to abortions, and both sides have done it. But one side right now is shown that the people that are the activists, who they're ready to roll. They are coming hard for pro-life facilities. They are threatening violence. And by the way, political violence? No. It's not good. Sorry. Guy was arrested who showed up at a justice's house with a gun, and the Hamburglar's outfit ready to kill. And then you've got people in front of Amy Coney Barrett's house who are, you know, wearing outfits where they're bleeding for their crotch and they got, you know, fake babies. And it's insane. Will there be some stupidity? Of course. Again, we have 330 plus million people in this nation. Stupid is strong. I will promise you that. But, you know, can we rise above it? I think we can. I would like to think we can. It doesn't mean we will. So, but really, I mean, the guns, climate, immigration, I mean, the abortion issue is the one, though, that for, like, the guns, if we hadn't had Uvalde, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, if there wasn't that, would guns be, it would be an issue, but would it be as big? The climate is always, again, it's emotional. Immigration. But when you talk about abortion, it is one of those ones that people, they go to their corners, and when the feelings and emotions come out, that's, people do dumb things. They do. I'd like to think they're not going to. Speaking of dumb things, traveling right now is interesting. And if you are in a position where you're traveling, know that you should be prepared to stay an extra 2, 3, 4, 10 days somewhere.
You have the busy summer rush. You have a shortage of pilots and flight attendants and ground workers. You have severe weather issues that have impacted us on Thursday and Friday. And then the ripple effect was felt throughout the weekend. And then you have air traffic control staffing shortages, particularly in the Jacksonville Center Control Center. That's one of the largest in the entire country. And it controls most flights above 18,000 feet across a large part of the southeastern United States.
Yeah, they canceled tons of flights on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Just to let you guys know that this was the biggest travel weekend that we had all year. And so they're canceling 1,800 flights, 1,500 flights. Southwest is canceling flights already in the future because they know that there's issues. They just don't have the pilots. They don't have the staff. Southwest, from what I understand, is trying to hire about 10,000 people. We can't. Where are you getting those people? Because supposedly we have two people. I mean, one person for every two jobs. Where are you finding them? And where did everybody go? Are you guys curious that was the rapture? Did that happen? And we just didn't see it?
You can expect high fares and full planes. And if there's any weather issue, especially anywhere along the eastern portion of the country, you can expect severe problems. But Delta just told me that 92% of the people who experienced the flight cancellation this weekend were on another flight within 30 minutes to 7 hours.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people who weren't. And remember, you getting on a flight somewhere, right? That's fine if you're 30 minutes delayed, an hour delayed, even a few hours. if your flight's going directly somewhere. But if you had to get to another place, and that other place, your plane took off a couple hours ago, yeah, you're sitting there and you're not happy. You're not happy. Frustrating big time. And I don't think it's going to get any better. And we were talking about how full planes are. I haven't flown in a while because of COVID. And I can't remember. It's been a long time since I was on an airplane where there was an empty seat. And I didn't get this. We are full today, everybody. So if you could, store your stuff or it's been forever since I've been on, a plane where you've had three or four rows that are empty. I mean, once in a while, you'll get one seat that's empty between two people, in a row. But, and it's going to get uglier. Because we just don't have the bodies. So no traveling for me. Which is fine, because travel's a pain in the ass. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Funny stuff Charles Barkley said he would do for $150 million. He's going to tell you what he's going to do for $150 million. As golfers are getting thrown big money to leave the PGA Tour. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
So much chaos, so much craziness still to get to. The Uvalde police, again, I am, every day it just gets worse and worse and worse. It's like, I cannot believe that any one of those, talking to my wife last night, I cannot believe that any one of those men and women who work in law enforcement in that town walk around there at all. Like, if you saw them light your car up from behind because you ran a stoplight, do you really give a rat's ass what they have to say? Yeah, how about it? Take that ticket and shove it. And I know that's, you think, that's just, I'm sorry. I mean, again, we've been talking about it all day. The insanity of knowing that they had long guns, firepower, and then some. They had ballistic shields, and they waited is still, to me, just absolutely insane to think. It is. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. I don't get the insanity of what we're going through with politics, as vile as politicians are making it, with their rhetoric. You know, for all the rhetoric, everybody's, the left does this, the right does this. How about both of you guys take a deep breath? You know, you've got the Missouri candidate, his former governor, who is running this bizarre campaign of hunting rhinos, and you can bag as many as you want. And I'm just, what the hell?
Critics say it's the latest concerning example of violence mixing with politics. Another Republican, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, revealed this weekend that he received a threatening letter following his work on the January 6th committee.
Threatens to execute me as well as my wife and five-month-old child.
And just 2 weeks ago, a man was arrested for an alleged assassination plot against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Kinzinger, right there. Where do you think it comes from? It comes from dumb things like this.
Former Missouri governor and current Senate candidate Eric Greitens under fire for a campaign video which shows Greitens holding a rifle while men dressed as soldiers use a battering ram to break through the door. The video declares a hunt by the, quote, MAGA crew for so-called rhinos or Republicans in name only, members of Greitens' own party.
Yeah. I go back to how pissed and angry are we? Right. Like that's what you think that you the MAGA crew. You're the MAGA crew. Wow. How much further up Trump's ass can you get? My God, that's a cult is what that is. I'm sorry. That's a cult. That is insane.
Well, we're hunting people, man, because we got to, because we got to keep it MAGA.
Whatever. My goodness me. It's embarrassing. I'm about holding, if you're a Republican, you should hold your own to a higher standard, right? And if you're a politician, you should hold everybody in either party to a higher standard. But it's so much easier now to just go to that low point where you just want to kick somebody in the grundle, and that's where you start the fight at. You tell everybody, all right, no gouging in the eyes, no biting, no kicking in the grundle, and the first thing you do is kick in the grundle, and away you go. It is embarrassing. And that's how I think politics is. It's, you know, people say, is democracy dead or whatever we've got going on here? Our amazing, you know, everybody saw the experiment of democracy, this democratic republic. No, it's not. But it's got a bit of a flu, if you will. And that's the sad thing. When you've got stuff like that going on, we're like, oh, my God, I'm going to go hunt rhinos. Jeez, you know, you've got people who are so ginned up about abortion or whatever. They're going to show up at a justice's house. Ready to kill him. What are we doing? What are we doing? How do we get here? This is a modern world we live in, a modern society. And we are so angry at everything. It is just, you know, and you're celebrated for being angry. So stupid. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. Part of it is the press. Let's be real. Nobody trusts the media.
That's why the American people they're not fooled. They trust the media now like they trust gas station sushi.
Yeah. I love that. Senator John Kennedy always makes me laugh, but that's true. Really? You know, I mean, how much do you really trust the media? Not a lot. I try to be as fair as I possibly can. I give all sides. I hammer the Republicans. I hammer the Democrats. I want to see everything. You know, you go and you look and everybody wants to give you one side of a story. That's it. They only want to tell their team's score. They want to tell the other team's score. And the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. It may lean a little left or lean a little right, but it's rarely, have you ever noticed that neither side is ever wrong according to their people, which is insane to think. And the media is a huge part of it. It is. And it's so, like, CNN, right, is a perfect example. When I hear, like, we're watching the January 6th stuff. It unfolds and, you know, all this stuff's going on. And the, you know, the reality is the Department of Justice is waiting for stuff from Adam Schiff and the likes. And they're not sending it in because they're not interested in actually doing anything about it. They're more interested in using the media to embarrass, to make people look bad, to go after Trump and to raise money. And that's it. They're not interested in anything real. Because it's all kabuki theater. And the media plays along with it. The media is, and by the media, I mean the press. I mean, look, I'm media, right? I'm not the press. I'm not showing up with a press journal, you know, thing on, you know, little sleeve with a little, you know, you walk in there and you got that little plastic thing. It's, oh, here comes the media. Here comes the press. He's going to ask. No, that's the press. Those are journalists. We're talking heads. We give opinions. And in many cases, we give more fact than fiction than a lot of these other people do. People like Brian Stelter.
But the even bigger point, I think, is about what the press is. Is it produced by reporters or by repeaters? Repeaters are the talk radio shouters. They're on TV and radio telling the same story every day. President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
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 Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Telling the same story every day.
Repeaters are Twitter trolls who anonymously amplify propaganda and try to wear the rest of us down with their repetition.
January 6th.
January 6th.
January 6th.
January 6th.
January
January 6th.
The January 6th.
The January 6th.
January 6th.
Repetition.
The January 6th insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
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 Repetition.
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 So much of what they are repeating is from reporters, from the people paid to figure out what is true.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Hunter or Joe Biden.
There's no evidence of wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
All right, we are not fake news. We are real news.
That sucks.
Any chance of CNN sucks?
This is CNN, the most trusted name in the
world. Yeah, now CNN, to their credit, the guy that's taken over, Mr. Lick, I think his name is, he has taken over CNN, and people like, it's a shame because he's so much fun to poke fun at. Brian Stelter's going to be gone soon. But for 4 years, they continued to push a story about that everybody knew from like within 2 weeks. Hey, this thing's not real. It's not real. But it was great for ratings. It was great for business. And you had to choose a side. And they chose the side. And that side was, we're going to be anti-Donald Trump. And they went in that direction. And because of that, well, there you go then. There you go then. Because of that, they went in a direction like that. And then they became exactly a giant farce. Now, they're going to be gone soon because CNN, if you've watched any of it lately, and a lot of you have, the reality is they're mostly going back to strict news. They've still got some talking heads on there, but the balance is getting better. So there's that. But what he said there about, well, we're the ones who are supposed to figure out who, you know, what the truth is. Yeah, the problem is you may find out what the truth is, but if you don't like the truth, you're going to spin it however the hell you want. And that was the problem. You knew a lot of these things in the past and even in the present aren't real and are lies, and you continue to push it. And you wonder why we're so divided in this damn country. It's amazing. It is. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. I do, kids. I do. Oh, man. Eden Pure. I love my Eden Pure. It's awesome. Now, I've got I got two sets. I got six of them for our house. So it's the best air purifier around. You never have to buy any filters. Fantastic. Fantastic. So these Eden Pures are incredible. You just plug them straight into the wall. You don't have to buy any air purifiers. They're called the Oxyleaf 2 Thunderstorms, and they're amazing. So I plug them straight into the wall. You never hear them. They're just so quiet, and they destroy odors like that. And it's incredible how fast they destroy odors. A ton of odors. Doesn't matter what it is. It gets the stink gone fast, and it does get the stink gone fast. And I love that. The house we're living in, my father-in-law passed away. We sold our house, or in the midst of selling our house, we're moving over there. He was a smoker. You would never tell. Never tell, because we got rid of it so fast. And these things are just amazing. Right now, use code CHAD3 at EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use code CHAD3. You're going to get 3-pack of these. Put them anywhere. They don't mask the smell. They destroy the smell fast. And you never have to buy any air filters. It's fantastic. It's the Oxyleaf 2 Thunderstorm from Eden Pure. EdenPureDeals.com. Use code CHAD3. EdenPureDeals.com. Code CHAD3 at Chad Benson Show. Twitter, CHADBENSON. Wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show, where we reach across the aisle and occasionally poke someone in the eye.
If somebody gave me $200 million, I'd kill a relative.
All right, that's it. Chad, I'm not sure we can do anything else after that. I don't know what the next question would be. But we appreciate the hell out of you, Chuck.
Hey, I'm serious. Hey, they said Phil Mickelson got $200 million and Dustin Johnson got $150 million. Hey. For $150 million, I'd kill a relative, even one I like.
Oh, I love Chuck. Charles Barkley right there on with Pat McAfee talking about Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Today, Brooks Koepka, several others are defecting. Why? Because the money is life-changing. That's what it is. The PGA Tour has a problem, and the problem is this. The money is life-changing. It's hard to turn that down. Scottie Scheffler has made the most money in the history of the PGA Tour. There's still several tournaments left. He almost won again this weekend. And I'm just talking about his singular year. He's at $12 million. These guys are getting four-year deals for $25 million guaranteed, and they're still playing for money on the tournament. So they're going to be playing in several tournaments where they're going to have a chance to make $3, $4, $5, $6 million on top of that and only have to play X amount of tournaments, and they're guaranteed money. It's life-changing. I get it. I get it. You know, people get mad. It's like, oh, my God, this is about the Saudis. In the PGA Tour this weekend, it was very interesting, Greg, because there's a battle going on, right? So you got these two competing things. And the difference is, unlike the USFL and all these other things that you see that have competed with the NBA, the W, you know, not the WNBA, sorry about that, the NBA, the, you know, the ABA back in the day, and then the C, you know, the CBA, and then, you know, you've got these competing things. The difference is the Saudis have unlimited funds. They're trying to get people to think of them as anything but what Phil Mickle says they're scary MFers. They're trying to get people to think about it in a different way. Think of the Middle East in a different way. It's hard. World Cup's going to be in Qatar this year. Yesterday, they essentially started rolling out some of the things. I have said this, and I will continue to say this. There are people that are going to go to the World Cup this year in Qatar. So, which takes place in the winter. It's a winter World Cup because they decided to be bought out. You know, they bought out FIFA to get the World Cup. There are going to be people that are going to go to the World Cup, go in there to party and have fun as they do at every World Cup since the beginning of time. And they're going to be there for several years because they're going to piss somebody off and break a law that they didn't know they were breaking. Yesterday, Qatar sent a, you know, the first of what I'm sure will be several kind of warnings that if you have a one-night stand, you face 7 years in jail. Jail? So be prepared when you go to the World Cup. But for Saudi Arabia and everybody else, they're trying to say, look, we're a place you can do business. And the PGA Tour is uncomfortable with the fact that they're making great revenues, right? The players are making great money. But here's the deal. These guys are offering big money up front with guarantees that are massive. The money they're handing these guys, $250, $150, $125 million, that's pocket change to them. It is. It's life-changing for everybody else, but it's pocket change to the wealth fund that they have, which that's the money they're probably making every hour right now where oil's sitting. So I get it, right? I get it. It's hard. And so the PGA Tour's talked about how bad they are, this, that, and the other. Yet this weekend, LIV Tour said, hey, if we're so bad, a majority of your sponsors do business in Saudi Arabia. How do you justify that? And this is the world we live in now, right? The same people that come out and criticize somebody else in Hollywood will then go and do a movie in China. Hypocrisy has a number for everybody. What's the number for you? Me. Everybody's got a number. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Let's stay on regular world time. Let's rock and roll. What's a big album? Nothing
to say. We can say that Harry Styles is once again number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. A single as it was on top for a seventh week. The song currently the top contender for Song of the Summer, topping that chart for 3 weeks now. Meanwhile, BTS has its sixth number one album. The compilation album Proof debuts atop the Billboard 200 album chart, featuring mostly re-release material, along with the new song Yet to Come. Last week, BTS announced the group was on hiatus, while members focus on solo stuff.
Yeah, and remember, Phil and I have talked about it ad nauseum. The formula is seven is not the formula for a boy band. The boy band has to be five. You can go down to four. But five is the recommended. Like, I wouldn't go any less than that, unless you were a band. So, like, if three guys from BTS wanted to start their own thing, right, like a Bell Biv DeVoe, that's okay, because you're in a boy band, you split off, that's fine. But you don't come together and do three, unless you're brothers or something like that. There's a formula to this. That's what we're trying to tell you. You got to follow the formula. We were trying to figure out, because you're going to have one that's Christian, you're going to have one that gets fat, you're going to have one that's the bad boy, you're going to all those things. So we'll see which one's going to be the Harry Styles of BTS. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Solid fun day. As always, we enjoy having fun with you kids. Follow along with us. Shoot your tweets, your text at us. You guys have a blessed rest of your day. And because it is that most sacred of days, Tuesday, which apparently everybody hates except for one thing. Go get yourself some tacos, kids, because tacos, well, they're delicious. As always, night night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.